right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me where my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Well, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on mustache. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek.
We should call this episode Deja Vu.
Why?
Because I'm feeling that been there, done that thing again.
You're just not having a good day because you hate the snow.
I hate the snow.
And because you don't really live in Studio A, so therefore...
Correct.
You have to get here.
Correct.
So, I understand your pain.
All right.
I don't know what the... it's just snow. It's a big deal.
But the roads are not well, and it's falling down at a rapid pace, and you know, no one deal with it.
Well, before we get too far into this, we should say that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 217, and we're calling it Snuffed.
Yes, the death of things.
Yes, quite a number of things snuffed out this week.
I feel like I was watching a snuff film, watching the Twitter feeds and the...
Yes.
And all the blogs go up, and
but before we get into details, OG, let's tell everyone that you can join us over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com to check out each and everything that we're doing, including all the episodes of the podcast version of this show, as well as photo galleries for those episodes. Not to mention our live from Studio V segments.
That's
our video segments, which occasionally get posted over there.
Well, hey, when we have them. They go up.
That's
we just
right.
don't have any right now.
That's all.
It's a slow time of year for
And speaking of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, OG, I understand that maybe there's a new layout coming to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Well, maybe. we're hoping. I'm thinking maybe before our 5-year anniversary mark.
Oh, I think it'd be sooner than that.
It gives us like 2 months to make it happen.
It's 2 years, 2 months to 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah. March 24th.
Do we have a party for that?
No.
Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Really?
Parties in the summer. 5.5 years.
Five maybe. And a half year anniversary. Woo! 220 something.
Exactly.
Anyway, you can check out everything we're doing over there. Of course, you can reach out to us at our GVM line.
425 920-6050.
And you can leave us a voicemail. You can leave us a voicemail if you have an opinion about something that we're talking about on the show, or there's something you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, or if you have a question or a comment, you can leave it over there. You can also send us an email at
geekstuffog@gmail.com and address it not Hey Big Kev, or bkgeekstuff@gmail.com. Or no, I'm sorry, bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com.
You sure that's what it is?
I'm positive.
Okay. So, because there were some issues there.
There were, but we've corrected those issues.
Right. You can also follow us on Twitter.
You can. BK Geek Stuff.
And on the Facebook.
Facebook.com/BK Geek Stuff.
There you go. It's all the Big Kev's Geek Stuff you could possibly handle and more.
And more.
And what we'd like to say, of course, also is that if you do dig the show, turn a friend onto the show.
Sure.
Tell a friend about the show.
That'd be nice.
We're growing in popularity. Both
we are.
The Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast.
Right.
And Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM Experience.
Also correct.
Which you can hear every other weekend over there on SiriusXM, Sirius 197, XM 202, The Virus.
The Voice.
And, yeah, so you can check us out over there as well if you have one of those devices as well. Completely different show, we should say.
Sure.
Than the podcast. Sure. Almost completely
almost
different.
Almost, sort of, mostly
we have talked
different.
About stuff and done things on the SiriusXM Experience that we haven't done on the
exclusive
podcast.
Content,
yep.
Exclusive interviews.
Contests.
Exclusive contests.
Right. So there's,
I mean, there's certainly some overlap.
Hey, and listen, and don't you feel shortchanged if you don't have SiriusXM, because we do the same thing over here. We do some exclusive contests to the podcast and some interviews and other things that they don't get. So there you go. You're part of a special group yourself.
That's everybody's special.
Yes, sir. And speaking of special, we have, again, before we get into the news, we have a contest ending today.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's our Name Our Doctor Who segment featuring 13-year-old Fiona. And what Fiona will be doing is she will be handling all of our Doctor Who coverage, talking about the show, talking about the phenomenon, talking about the products, doing reviews, and so on and so forth. And that's going to start, I think, theoretically, it could start next week. So now that we have, it really depends on production. So it's either going to be next week or the following week.
Okay.
But it depends on when the production gets done, because we've now selected a name. The branding is complete.
Right.
And OG, what was the first runner-up's title suggestion?
For Who the Bell Tolls.
Right. And he gave a little explanation there.
He says, he said that would be the name of the piece, introduced with the sound effect of the cloister bell, putting a little production in there. I like that.
Uh-huh.
The cloister bell rings in the TARDIS at times of dire need. It was first used and referred to in the Peter Davison era of Who, but has been used a lot in the new Who as background noise, but it's never really referred to.
Right.
So it's kind of like a little inside Who thing.
Right, which was like very that. Cool and was very well researched, and we really like it a lot. And and it is our first runner up because we did have another entry that came in after the initial contest, and that was, and who was that? Who did that one, OG, that you just read off? Who was that?
That was Matthew S.
Ah, from, does it say where he's from?
No, but actually, I know where I believe he's from the UK.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I met Matt while I was out there.
I really feel bad about not picking his as the winner now. He didn't tell me he was a Brit.
Well, you know.
You know how upset these people get?
I know. I've seen him.
Ugh.
He hangs out at other Matt's shop.
Automatic Comics?
Yes.
Hey, if you're in Britain and
you're in Corsham.
And you need comics or toys or anything, you head right over
to
Automatic Comics. You're going to get a 20% discount if you mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That's right.
20% discount on your final order.
That's right.
So, yes. Very excited. Matt, our buddy over there, actually just had a son.
Toby.
Yes, Toby. Yeah. But you ask for Automatic Matt at Automatic Comics and tell him Big Kev sent you, you're going to get 20% off.
And run, because he might kick you in the nuts after.
I don't think he'll do that. That's just, but hey, you know, that's part of listening to the show. It's
absolutely
one of the benefits of listening to this
sure
program. So that said,
right.
Our winner was submitted by Cliff G from Arizona.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Cliff G from Arizona sent in Little Fifi's Who Stuff. And the reason we chose Little Fifi's Who Stuff was because it is a bit whimsical, and it's a play on our show's name, Big sure. Kev's Geek Stuff,
sure.
Little Fifi's Who Stuff. So we really like the whimsy behind that. And this is going to be a fun segment for us. So we decided in conjunction with Fiona that Little Fifi's Who Stuff is what she wanted to go with. So that's what we're naming the segment.
So both of you guys, both Matt and Cliff, you guys are going to win prizes. So email me your shipping information.
That's right.
And we'll get those out to you, you know, in due time.
I don't remember what the runner-up prize is.
I don't know that we actually had initially planned on a runner-up prize.
Well, I can tell you the winner.
But oftentimes in our contest, we have
right.
too many good entries to really pick from. So
well, we know the winner got the TARDIS cookie jar, is getting the TARDIS cookie jar.
Okay.
From Doctor Who, and you'll learn, if you don't know anything about Doctor Who or what a TARDIS is or anything, you'll find out when you listen to Little Fifi's Who Stuff in the next couple of weeks, I would say.
Okay.
So there it is. And then I don't remember what the runner-up prize is that Matt from Matt S. is going to win.
Right.
But Cliff G. is going to get the TARDIS cookie jar.
Okay.
I think that covers all the business.
Yes.
So now we can get into this.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
So snuffed.
Snuffed.
Where do you want to go first?
Let's.
I'm letting you pick.
It's so many things. Let's start with Marvel Comics.
All right. Let's start with Marvel Comics.
Wizard Magazine is been canceled.
That's not Marvel Comics.
Oh
at
well,
all.
You know, it depends who you ask.
I mean, it is, but it's not really.
Depends who you ask, really. No, let's actually begin with Wizard Magazine. The announcement made this week from Wizard Entertainment that it will immediately cease production on Wizard Magazine. And then initially they said Wizard Magazine was going, but Toy Fair was remaining. And then
right.
what shortly thereafter, a matter of hours perhaps, they released another announcement that said that Toy Fair is being canceled as well.
Toy Fair is going as well. The only thing that's not going to be affected is the conventions.
Right.
And then they're going to relaunch a new project, Wizard World Online.
Right.
Which is going to be, I'm assuming, Wizard Magazine Online.
And Toy Fair.
More or less.
Online. Yeah. So they've done pretty much what a lot of people are beginning to do in the newspaper and magazine industry, which is, you know, they've gone away from paper.
Yeah, this is really a non-announcement because, and I say that because when it was first announced, it was Wizard is going away, 20-something years,
right.
blah, blah, blah. And then it was, well, Wizard is going away, but we're launching online. And then it was,
right.
well, Wizard and Toy Fair are going away, but we're launching online. And the reason I say it's not a non-announcement because I don't really think that it's the end of Wizard so much as it's Wizard making baby steps into the future that it's lagging behind in.
Right.
That being said, a lot of people lost their jobs.
A lot of people
lost their jobs.
Yes.
And some of them very unceremoniously, and some of them very not pleased. And while I don't want to get into the politics of all of that
right.
here on this show, I will post a link to an interview with a disgruntled employee in the episode link.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So that was over at the iFanboy website. They've had an interview. So
we should say also that, I mean, it's been coming for a number of years because we had a bunch of people that we were friendly with over at Wizard Magazine who were unceremoniously drummed out of the company, and it's very sad to see a couple of guys who were with the magazine from the beginning who were unceremoniously sort of booted out. It's when they redid the magazine as a, you know, essentially a large pamphlet. Used to be a great magazine, and then it just became shit. So, and that's really both magazines.
I thought
think.
The only people that still actually read Wizard magazines were misinformed dealers at conventions trying to sell you back issues at a jacked up
well,
price.
I mean, that's certainly some of the people, certainly. But, yes, so Wizard Magazine and Toy Fair Magazine are gone. As far as I'm concerned, it's saving me $8 a month plus tax, so probably more like $10 a month. it's saving me $10 a month, you know, of stuff I was reading to bring information, news, and so forth to the listeners, which I could really more easily get online, let's be honest. And I know that's me decrying the newspaper, magazine, periodical industry, but...
Truth hurts.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but...
Truth hurts.
It does hurt. And speaking of hurting, one Johnny Storm from the Fantastic Four, no longer hurting because he's dead.
Right. Fantastic Four, number 587, Jonathan Lowell Spencer Storm, a.k.a. the Human Torch, dead, double dead, dead ski.
Uh-huh.
Now, this was, we had known for a while that Fantastic Four, someone was going to die. It was going to secret who it was going to be. Marvel had this big press release announced for Wednesday. They were allowing the book to be sold on Tuesday to some retailers.
Right.
However, and I think it was the Associated
Polybagged.
Press. Yeah, right, right.
With a number, with a
with
FF
a black
symbol,
cover, right?
With a Fantastic Four symbol on it, but it said three instead
right.
of four.
So that you didn't know until you opened it up. But I want to say it was the Associated Press, but I could be wrong. Broke the story Tuesday morning.
Right.
Leaked it before it was supposed to be public knowledge.
So, of course, Marvel goes public with the announcement before the book hits the shelves that Johnny Storm is dying in the FF. So anybody who was waiting and wanting the surprise and was thinking, maybe I should buy this book to find out. Yeah, all those people walked away. And from what I could tell, nobody was buying the book anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would have bought the book to see.
Right.
But then, you know, when the spoiler is, or when the, you know, when the surprise
when
is ruined, right. It's almost like, well, no, I could wait. I could read it online. I could, you know, I could get borrow a copy, whatever. It becomes less important. And then, of course, naturally, you know, Joe Q is talking about it, and he's pretty much all but confirmed that Johnny Storm will be back. In an interview, he was like, yeah, no one really dies in comics.
Well, actually, yeah, of course they don't, Joe, because this is like everything else. It's a publicity ploy. And what it does really also, with respect, I think the other part of that announcement was that the Fantastic Four book is ending in like two issues.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, something like that.
So.
Yeah, of course, Joe would come out and announce that nobody dies in comics. Yet it's national news that he died, but nobody is breaking the other half of the story, which is really that he didn't die. I'm sure, and probably in the next previews order form, you'll probably see a book called like Human Torch Reignite.
Yeah,
like, issue one, 4-issue miniseries
from the ashes.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be some gay title like that. Oh God, I hate them. I hate them.
I know that you
do. At this point, I'm reading only the books that I've been reading for, like, I think I can name them. Cap, X-Men Legacy, Uncanny X-Men, I think, X-Factor, New Mutants, Moon Knight, and I'm reading those Oz books when they trade them. I think that's it. I think that's everything I'm reading at this point for Marvel. Because I can't support the crap that they're doing. I just can't do it.
Well, why don't we move on then to the other news we have this week? Because there is other news that doesn't involve people dying.
Well, you know, speaking of dying, I know we don't have specifics on this, but I found out just before we went to broadcast tonight or record that the original, the creator of the Uncle Milton toys.
Oh, no.
Died.
Really? Ant Farm in our future?
Was he Uncle Milton? I'm not sure, but that whoever that guy is, he died. And forget Ant Farm, sir. They had a whole line of Star Wars stuff that we
I was being silly, sir.
Yes,
silly.
But anyway, that guy died. Maybe more about that next week.
We'll probably learn about that at Toy Fair.
Well, I'm sure we'll learn about it at Toy Fair.
Tron 3 teaser trailer.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I can't speak. Apparently going to be on the Tron Legacy Blu-ray release.
Is that right?
Yeah. So there are apparently some scenes that are being filmed or have just finished filming.
Right.
That are going to be on there that are going to act as a teaser. So there are about three scenes. I'm going to kind of give you a description on all of them.
Okay.
Is that good?
Now I have to ask, does this imply that a Tron 3 has been greenlit?
Well, since this is still kind of speculation... That is still speculation, but I think it's a pretty good indication that yes, Tron 3 has been greenlit.
Okay.
All right. The three scenes. Korra showing up at NCOM and getting accosted by the press because she's riding Sam's Ducati, and she states that she just spoke to Kevin Flynn yesterday. So, of course, this is going to take place immediately after Tron.
Right.
Kevin Flynn hasn't been seen in years.
Right.
And here comes this girl saying that she just spoke to Kevin Flynn.
Right.
So there's that.
Okay.
It's a third scene is just a text screen where you see something along the lines of something to do with the Dillingers. Now, who were the Dillingers?
The Dillingers
that
were...
That was Cillian Murphy.
No, Killian
and
Murphy.
Killian Murphy.
Yes.
And the original Sark.
Right.
Right, his daddy-o.
Which was David... The hell is his last... I always forget that guy's last name. David something.
Right.
Warner.
Warner.
David Warner.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Right, and this would that was the elder Dillinger, who was also Sark in the first movie, and the younger Dillinger, played by Killian Murphy in this movie. So, clearly, it looks like Dillinger is going to have something to do with the third movie.
Right, so that's a little bit of a blast from the past. And then, of course, the big scene, the one that's actually actively being filmed, includes Bruce Boxleitner as Alan, and Dan Shore as Ram.
Dan Shore as Ram.
Ram was in the original Tron.
Yes, he was.
He was the one that ran with Kevin Flynn for most of the movie, wasn't
he? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It turns out that Ram was apparently running a Flynn's Live campaign, and now he's frantically destroying all the data and files surrounding that. So I guess something controversial happens. Maybe it's Sam coming back from the grid or something along those lines. And Alan, Bruce Boxleitner, confronts him. And it kind of just involves those two characters interacting a bit more. So
that's interesting.
I think that's interesting that they're bringing that character back for sure.
We'll figure that out, I guess. And do we have a date on the Blu-ray release?
I believe it's sometime in March.
Ah.
But I don't have the exact date on that.
Do we know if the original Tron is going to be re-released?
I believe
on
that's
Blu-ray.
Also sometime in March. I think speculation is it's going to be the same time.
Sweet.
So there's that.
So people can stop plucking down $100 for used copies.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
How about Liam Neeson and his return to the Star Wars universe? Now, I haven't actually watched the clip, and God knows I'm far behind on the show.
Right.
But he's going to be making a return this season in Clone Wars as Qui-Gon Jinn.
As
the spirit of Qui-Gon Jinn, correct?
Yes, it is the spirit of Qui-Gon Jinn. I've seen the clip.
Advising Obi-Wan, is that also correct?
I've seen the clip. It is excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent. Visually, it's very nice. It seems like it's going to be a good story, a good point for Liam Neeson to return to that character.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody was really done with Qui-Gon Jinn. I think everybody kind of wanted more anyway, so
right.
It seems like a good way to bring him back, certainly based on the success of the Clone Wars itself. I mean, you know.
Wondering how much longer the Clone Wars cartoon can really go on.
Well, it's certainly not suffering in the ratings, so it's really a matter of how much time can you stretch and fill in that space.
Well, we know they're working on episodes for 2013 or 12 or something.
Oh,
they're way ahead of where we are now.
We have plenty of time,
I guess. Yeah, but I mean, I just meant from a realistic perspective, how long can that space between
Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith
be?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, well, it's just a matter of time, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure George doesn't want to write himself into a corner again. So.
Well, the thing is, though, having enjoyed the success of this animated series and people enjoying the style and so on and so forth, they could easily do another animated series.
They could. They just have to. They could easily decide to do Sith New Hope, like the space in between there.
Well, I was thinking more of After Jedi, like the Zahn books.
Yeah, I still think that's like taboo ground, though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
really?
Yeah, I do. I kind of think that's still. I don't know. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I'm just thinking that's kind of a weird area. So that's all.
I don't know. I think I'd like. I think that makes perfect sense. Or to do something totally new, like, I don't know, Star Wars Legacy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly there are places to go.
Right.
Well, with that being said,
you don't got anything else?
No, I don't got anything else.
Because I know it's getting at the end there, but, you know, we could do others if you had.
No.
Okay. With that, we'll take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 217, Snuffed.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Hello, this is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Mama, you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Listen up. You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama. Shut up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 217, Snuffed.
Uh-huh.
I got that right?
You did.
Nice. Don't forget, if there's anything you want to talk about that we talked about in episode
or comment on.
Or comment on in the first segment of tonight's show, you can give us a call over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And we should say that our Drawing the Line poster contest is still going on.
That's true.
From last week, you have another couple days to enter that in. So at the very least, call in and say that you want the Drawing the Line poster. We've got a couple of entries to select from already, but we'll...
It's random.
Yeah, it's random, right.
Okay.
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
Really one big one this week.
Uh-huh, DVDs.
Red.
Oh, yes, Red. Based on a DC comic, right?
Is it DC?
I believe it's DC, sir.
So, Red, of course, starring Helen Mirren, Bruce Willis, John Malkovich. Who am I missing?
Tick-tock, Morgan Freeman.
Ah, Morgan Freeman. I knew I was missing somebody.
And also, what's his name? Aomer. Sean Bean?
Oh, yes.
No, it's
no,
not Sean
No, he was
Bean.
Boromir.
The other one.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I just can't think
He's
of it.
Done all
name.
Those movies. Pathfinder.
I know.
I can't remember the guy's name. I'm going to go through his whole repertoire, but I'll remember his name. Pathfinder, and then he was in the Riddick, Chronicles of Riddick, and what else? He's been in, he was McCoy in Star Trek.
Isn't that the guy that's going to be in Judge Dredd also? Judge Dredd?
Yeah, who is that?
Urban?
Carl Urban?
Urban?
That guy? Carl Urban?
Right.
Yeah, that guy's really getting his legs stretched in the sci-fi genre universe, isn't he?
He gots to do what he gots to do.
So you should definitely check it out. I saw it. I liked it. I thought it was fun. Which is a good thing to be said about any movie. And Malkovich is just funny as hell in the movie. So.
Yeah, man. It's definitely a good watch.
Uh-huh.
Saw 3D, the final chapter out this week also. If you're a fan of the Saw franchise.
You said there was only one.
I know. I thought I would throw that out there.
Because that movie sucked.
All right. What about Zorro the Complete Series?
Oh, yeah. Is that this week?
See? Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Fancy Pants.
Well.
Two. And like one that's like meh. Like 2.25.
Wait, 2.25? What? Two?
The
what?
Quarter was Saw.
Oh,
two
yes.
Are Mask of Zorro.
Yeah, actually, the Zorro. Zorro series is? That's a recent series, right?
Yeah, it's just labeled as...
It was on one of the cable channels. I don't remember which one it is. But I think we're actually going to have a review of that set in the coming week. So...
aired on the Family Channel.
That's it. Family
four
Channel.
Seasons, 1990 to 1993.
Right.
So there you go.
And we might actually be giving one of those away.
Oh, yeah?
Very soon, yes.
Nice.
Possibly. Maybe.
That's it for DVDs. It's light week. Light week.
Yep.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics.
Couple exciting ones out this week. American Vampire, number 11, out this week.
Oh, yes. I wasn't going to say that one because I only read that in trade form.
I know, but I read that one, so I'm interjecting my comic things so that you can then tell us about all the Green Hornet books that came out this week.
And speaking of Green Hornet OG, you're going to want to check out Green Hornet, the Golden Age Remastered, number 7.
Ooh. Whew.
Yes. It's
overwhelmed.
These are great. I don't think you have any appreciation for your geek past, sir.
I just don't have any appreciation for the Green Hornet.
This one features comics that were originally published in Hellknit Publishing's The Green Hornet Comics, numbers 4 and 5, in 1940. Beautiful paper, nice coloring job here. This is a terrific, these are terrific. I love reading these. They're absolutely fantastic. So check that out. Reprinting the old Green Hornet comics is a brilliant idea. Good for Dynamite Entertainment. And speaking of stuff that's great, how you feel about IDW's 100 Penny Press Zombies versus Robots?
Now, I'm familiar with the Zombies versus Robots.
Right.
Obviously, we're fans of the Ashley Wood stuff. We've talked about a lot of the toys that come out by 3A and Ashley Wood in general on the show. But I don't think I've ever actually read any of those books. I've tried to pick up some of the trades before.
Right.
But not at the inflated prices that I saw them at. So I'm waiting for them to,
yes,
be a little bit more reasonable.
Well, of course, we are humongous fans of the Ashley Wood toys. We've spoken about the Drop Cloth series on this show. I know we're going to be talking about other ones as well. This is a reprint of the first issue of Zombies vs. Robots. IDW is reprinting it at an affordable price, so you can check it out. And you should check it out, because besides the fact that it's got some wacky art in here,
right,
and interesting designs and so on, the story by Chris Rial is pretty good too. So it's really very, and it's really a very interesting book that we think you should check out. Also, they're preluding this coming in May 2011, Zombies versus Robots Undercity. Zombies, Robots, Mole Men.
All right.
So that's it. Check that one out. And actually, in the back, it gives you more information, sir, on how you can get some of the other Zombies versus Robot books.
Yeah, I think there are collections of them out there. I'll just, you know, I'll just wait and scoop them up that way.
Man, that Ashley Wood is doing.
They're bound to find, show up in a box somewhere.
He's doing some killer stuff in here, man. This is great. Really stylized art. You know, it's a little reminiscent of, well, the way they've produced it, of our next book, actually, which is the trade we're recommending this week. That's right. It's Cowboy Ninja Viking, Volume 2.
Wow. I still got to get Volume 1 of that.
I know. Clearly, we haven't been to a show with a discount.
When's another Wizard Junk Con coming exactly up? Anytime soon?
I don't know. Probably. Isn't there one like every week somewhere
in
the country?
I think so.
Unbelievable. Anyway, this is Volume 2 of the terrific series from Image. Lieberman and Rossimo handling this. Riley Rossimo, one of the most interesting artists working today. And he too, like Ashley Wood, has that sort of loose style, but it's okay because it really sort of works for what they're doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But stylized. So it's kind of loose, but it's stylized loose. It's very interesting. And I dig it. And I really dig Cowboy Ninja Viking. What a terrific, terrific book. This reprints several issues of Cowboy Ninja Viking, whatever the last bunch were from when the last volume picked off, from where the last volume ended to where this one picks up, and then several more issues. It's a great way to read it. I like reading it every month, but you know, you might like reading it this way, all collected, OG. I know that you do like to read it that way. One of the Shadowline titles from Image. Go to imagecomics.com. Gonna run you about $17. It's oversized, just like the monthly book is. Terrific art, terrific story. Man, I cannot recommend this one enough. Cowboy Ninja Viking Volume 2. That's our trade
to
check out. Sir?
It's actually issues 6 through 10.
Oh, there it is.
So,
6
for those
through
of you
10.
Trying to keep
right.
track.
Right. So there it is, 6 through 10, nicely bound together. Absolutely terrific. Check that out. And that's comics for the week.
Nice.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Right.
We just got one little one to check out. There would have been two, but I'll get into that in a minute. This is the Star Wars, the official Starships and Vehicles collection from, now what did we decide? Is it D'Agostini?
D'Agostini, I believe, yes.
Right? D'Agostini, which I think is a European country, European company, rather, because I've never been to D'Agostini before. And what they're doing is they're doing great little miniatures of Star Wars ships, different ships, and they do them in a little plastic display case that has a background in it, and it's actually a really wonderful piece to collect. Also comes with a little tiny mini magazine with everything you could possibly want to know about number 60, the Super Star Destroyer, Imperial Death Squadron's fearsome flagship. That's interesting. I thought it was the, what was Vader's ship in Return of the Jedi? Wasn't it like the Excelsior or something?
Dreadnought? Something. I don't know what it was actually called.
The Executor. That's what it
was. Was it called the Executor?
Yes, the Executor. I wonder why they didn't just call it the Executor. Well, in any event, a great tiny, but displayable size
right.
model of the Executor. It's got a little book, as we said, has all sorts of information about all sorts of things in here. The ship, the Emperor, a whole valuable book of information inside here. These are really great for reference material if you like Star Wars. And the ship, of course, displays really nicely on a shelf with other ones that you might get from the collection. Now, we're supposed to do two. The other one was, I think, number 59 or 58, and it was solicited as an Imperial landing craft. But yet, for some reason, it ended up being a Naboo star skiff.
Okay.
So we don't know what happened there, but as soon as we do figure that out, if we are able to sort that mess out and get the Imperial landing craft, we'll do that. It's not that we have something against the star skiff. We don't. It's just that wasn't what, you know, we were
right.
We were interested in this particular set of releases. So I think the Naboo ships are cool, but
And then I'm, they're not your bag.
Not my bag, personally.
Right.
But, you know, it just me.
It is what it is.
Me.
All right.
But, and that's really it, I think, for product this week.
Yeah, it's a light week kind of this week. DVDs yeah. were light. Product is light. It happens. So, this happens from time to time. Well, you know, on the precipice of Toy Fair.
Uh-huh.
You know, things are building up to that.
And don't forget, we are going to be doing a lot of Toy Fair coverage. I think we're actually doing a live SiriusXM experience the Saturday night of Toy Fair.
Yeah, I think we'll, it doesn't work out that way scheduling-wise, but we might be working on making that happen.
Yeah, I think we're going to make that happen. And then we'll be able to talk about Hasbro, which we'll be seeing that day.
Correct.
And giving a preview of things we might see
over the next couple of days.
Over the next couple of days, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very exciting stuff. And with that, OG, let's take our second break, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 217, Snuffed. Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With potshots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow. With
why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than when it's updated and when the website is.
You have an opinion?
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated three times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. InHisLikeness.com.
Hey, this is Edie McClurg, otherwise known as Grace, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
The sportos and motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
What a geek!
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 217, Snuffed.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
We talked about Wizard Magazine and Toy Fair Magazine getting snuffed.
We also talked about the Human Torch of Fantastic Four fame also getting snuffed.
And neither of those really snuffed at all. Really, when you think about it.
And the founder of Uncle Milton Toys.
Now, that guy snuffed.
That guy snuffed.
Because unlike in comic books, we don't come back.
Well, the Torch might come back. I don't think Wizard and Toy Fair magazines are coming
back. No, but they're coming back in an online
present. Oh, that's true.
Present. The spirit
that's
of
good.
Wizard and Toy Fair online, much like the spirit of Qui-Gon Jinn in next season's Clone Wars. Or is it this season?
This season,
it's
sir.
It's this
season. Yes, season three.
Also in news this week, we talked about the Tron 3 trailer, or teaser, I should say.
Right.
Apparently, there's a couple of scenes that we have that'll be coming out with the DVD release, which we believe is in March.
Right.
It's going to bring back some characters from the first film, Ram, from the first film, and it looks like maybe even Sark, right? At least with reference to him being in there somehow.
Right. Or Dillinger. If not Sark.
Well, yeah, Dillinger, sorry. Sark.
No, but Dillinger wasn't Sark. Like, Sark didn't go into the world and become...
Dillinger didn't go in and become
Sark.
Didn't go in and become Sark.
Yes. Just, like, you know, because Sark was his user, he kind of looked like Sark. Because Dillinger was Sark's user, Sark looked like Dillinger.
You know what's woefully missing from this apparent teaser?
Tron.
just saying.
Again.
In segment two of tonight's show, we talked about a couple of DVDs. Two we really want to point out. Red, obviously out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. And then also Zorro, the Complete Collection. This is the Family Channel version out in the early 90s. Complete collection out this week as well.
Yeah, that's a good one. You should check that out. Also check out in comics this week, we talked about the Green Hornet Golden Age Remastered number 7. 100 Penny Press, which is a $1 book, because that's what 100 pennies is, from IDW. It's Zombies versus Robots, the reprint of the first issue. You should definitely check that out from Ashley Wood. And also, we could not feel good about ourselves if we could not recommend Cowboy Ninja Viking Volume 2, Trey collecting issues 6 through 10 of that terrific series. Absolutely great. You should definitely check it out.
And then in product tonight, we talked about the next piece in the D'Agostini mini vehicle lines from Star Wars. This is
This is the official Starships and Vehicles collection. They're listing it as the Super Star Destroyer, but I've always known this ship as the Executor. So, you know, I guess Super Star Destroyer is the class. Executor is the one that we know. Perhaps that's what it
right.
is. Great, terrific little model. Wonderful little magazine book that comes with these. These things are terrific. So check those out. And that's it, OG.
Also, congratulations to Cliff and
Cliff
Matt
G. from
S.
Arizona and Matt S.
for their contributions and winnings in the Little Fifi's Who Stuff.
Right, the right? Name Our Doctor Who segment, and yes, we have selected a name, and it is Little Fifi's Who Stuff. Congratulations to Cliff G, and also congratulations to Matt S., who chose For Who the Bell Tolls,
right,
which was a very good, very close second. I have to say, it came down to the author herself. So,
and with that, I think that's it as far as that kinds of stuff. So don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. We have all of our episodes over there, YouTube videos, live from Studio V. We have our Twitter account over there at BKGeekStuff. And if you'd like to follow me, I'm GeekStuffOG. Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Become a fan of the show. Participate. Contribute. Go over to the message boards. Participate. Contribute. It's a nice little community we've got
going
on.
Participate. Contribute.
You know, like geeks, and we're talking. We're all friends and fans.
Well, you know what we do, sir? What we say then is that, you know, if you like the show and dig it, turn a friend on to.
Right.
You know, this is the time of year where we like to, we're doing a little community building, if you will. You know, we got a lot of great stuff coming up. We got Toy Fair. We got the whole con season in front of us. So, yeah, you know, this is going to be a great place for you and people like you to come for their geek news and information and entertainment and fun and things.
Abso-positutely. So with that being said, Big Kev.
OG, I will end this Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcast as we end all Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcasts by playing the Walking Away Slow Hulk music and recognizing the passing of Johnny Storm, Wizard Magazine, and Toy Fair Magazine.
And on that note, we cue the music.